Welcome back to another spooky episode of Brain Lemonade. It's not even Halloween.
I know, I was trying to sound spooky when I said brain. I don't know if that.
Half the time I feel like. Yes, half the time I just feel like a zombie, you know, going brain. But now we're going to talk about Mothman.
Which is.
Mothman.
So I don't know why I've recently. I'm not like obsessed, but like I'm super intrigued by Mothman. Like yeah. The actual lore of it and just like a man with like eyes and. Wings and
Mothman is a Mothman. Folklore slash possible real legend from West Virginia. This place has a Mothman festival every year.
Point Pleasant.
Like I want to go to that so bad now,
right?
That I've never like experienced a road trip like that kind of.
We
I want to do it.
Not driving to West Virginia.
No, absolutely not.
Do you think we'd be shot?
No, it would take days.
Yeah.
It would take days.
I don't like being in a car for longer than like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
No, I'm driving to
West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Can you imagine going to a festival celebrating Mothman?
Or honestly, any sort of cryptid?
That would be, I mean...
I would like to do that.
Right?
I'd go for Frankenstein or Dracula anytime, any day.
That's not really cryptid, but...
Oh, okay. Oh, the way
I think
said
more
it.
Like Sasquatch.
Okay, okay. That way, then.
Or...
I love Sasquatch. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, me too.
There's just... There's so much to really, like, kind of bring up about Mothman.
Right.
It depends on the way you want to look at him. Or kind of like the way, I guess the first time he came into our lives.
When he first graced us
like
with his presence.
What those people were going through when they saw this shit. I don't know. What if it was supposed to be like, oh crap, we're doing some stuff in this area. Can you go dress up like a moth and distract them so they don't come over into Area 51 kind of thing? You get what I mean? Not saying that that's what it is. I'm just saying that's
right.
An idea. But... All right,
so what's the OG story of Mothman?
So, his first sighting was November 12th, 1966, when five men were digging a grave in the cemetery near Clendenin. I think I said that right without a stutter. Clendenin, West Virginia. They claimed to have seen a large man-like figure with wings flying over their heads. And then a few days later, the more famous one, November 15th, 1966, two young couples reported a similar creature while driving near an old World War II munitions factory in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. And this became, yeah, the most famous, like, widely reported Mothman sighting.
Mm-hmm.
And they claimed that it was red eyes or orange eyes.
Yeah.
They couldn't tell. I think, I don't know, like moths, because when you shine a light on them, they're red. So I guess that could, like, and if we're trying to prove this is
real. Well, I mean, you don't have to, like, I honestly, like, if someone asked me, like, what color was someone's eyes or whatever.
Right.
Like, and I feel like there are similar colors that, I mean, it's not that.
Red orange. It was,
yeah.
They were red orange.
They were red orange.
That's
I just
like,
I don't know, I think, I to me that could be a big deal, a big factor starting off.
Right.
If you said red, okay, now it's 75% moth, not 50. That's me.
Right.
You know
you're thinking
mean?
Of the percentage of moth to man.
Right. Yeah. But I'm also trying to think of too in that case, and in the case of it not being a moth, and in the case of being a red light. Outside a far distance, it would have an orangish
yeah.
hue.
So right. Do you think that these people, like, well, first off, do you believe in Mothman?
Yeah. No, I guess let's think of that. Let's think of Mothman and the, what'd you call it before?
A cryptid.
Yeah. I believe in cryptids.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm scared of Mothman accidentally being this guy was making something up in the woods because it was bigger than his house and he was just trying to do something and these people saw it while they were hiking through the woods. And the guy was just like, that's funny. I guess I could do it again. But that's why I believe it's not a person, that Mothman is real, is right. Because, like, there was another incident, the Silver Bridge collapse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, that's, like, one of the second biggest things about Mothman. It's, on December 15th, 1967, the Silver Bridge, which connected Point Pleasant to Ohio, collapsed during rush hour traffic, resulting in the tragic deaths of 46 people.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's just like, and after that, they said Mothman was a sign, a warning, an omen.
Right.
Of disaster.
Yeah. Oh,
and that's okay. Why I can kind of like, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. I think that would be awesome if that's true.
Right.
You know what I mean? But if that's the case, is it that area specifically? Is it the entire world?
It seems like he's sticking around in West Virginia.
He's right. Sticking around West Virginia. So if he's just like, I'm a being from West right. Virginia who warns them when enemies are coming. Cool. I dig that. Yeah. I'm behind you.
I like that. Well, not the part about how 46 people tragically right. died.
I know.
On this bridge collapse, but I do like that he has like kind of a specific like more folklore compared to like
yeah.
other cryptids like Sasquatch doesn't really like necessarily do anything like specific.
Right.
He just but travels in places.
I think that's kind of when we were talking about like cryptids for me, like I have a hard time believing in Mothman just because it's one
Mothman.
Right, just because
it's not
one.
Like an actual like
it's not Mothmen.
Well, yeah, it's not Mothmen. Like it's a actual like species of something.
Right.
But I do think like the Mothman lore is really cool.
Yeah.
And I do find his little the urban legend of him is just really interesting.
Yeah.
No, but like I guess like my first take on Mothman. Or at least the first example seeing him in, I don't know, like, television, video game, movie,
mm-hmm.
was Fallout. The way Fallout kind of depicts the Fallout video game series,
mm-hmm.
the way they kind of depict Mothman is just like this, like the great Mothman, the bright one, god of cultists.
Right.
You know okay. I mean?
Yeah.
And that's honestly my first impression of it. We're to the point where I could believe 100% Mothman is real.
Yeah.
Because if it's a cult thing, then it was probably some sort of cult meeting in the mountains that something these couple that accidentally stumbled right. upon.
Yeah.
And found this guy dressed up as a moth.
Giant moth.
Like, so. Yeah, it's just, it's up in the air, you know? Like, if I were to gauge myself, scale, you know, percentage myself, I think I'm still a 50-50.
Yeah.
But
I think
the part
I'm always
that takes
open-minded.
Me to a
60,
yeah.
Right. But
and
the
I
part
love
that takes
cryptids,
me to
so.
60-40 is that I want Mothman to be real.
Yeah.
You
to
wanna,
show signs of other
you
beings.
Want to believe.
Yeah.
I want
yeah.
to believe. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm at a 60-40.
Okay.
That's what it is.
It's interesting because I'm just on Wikipedia looking at stuff.
Wikipedia.
About,
okay.
Yeah. And, like, some, like, ufologists, and cryptozoologists are pretty, like, adamant on that Mothman is an alien.
Yeah.
And not, like, of Earth,
oh, yeah.
obviously.
Huh.
So, like, there's just, because it's not, like, anything, I mean... Obviously, we don't have moth-shaped people on Earth, but, like,
what?
I know, right? And so, they're, you know, highly suggested that he, like,
if Mothman is real, he's an alien.
Yeah, and then, left. And he left.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I do like that theory as well.
Yeah, I like that theory.
Yeah.
Because I also like aliens, so.
Right.
Right.
Always. Wow.
I mean, what if his wings were, like, just, like, a form of technology that he had instead of actual like wings.
Oh
right.
my gosh.
If that were to be like the theory, that'd be kind of cool too.
That's crazy.
We should just
I
make a
it.
Movie of it's like Guardians of the Galaxy, a bunch of crazy incidences where, but in this case every incident was, oh, that's why the Earth believes in Sasquatch now. And that's why they believe in Mothman now.
Right?
Why do you gotta keep doing this?
Why do you have to keep coming to Earth and fucking with our heads?
You come to Earth, try to research us, right. And then you end up being fucking skeptics.
Right.
No, so what I absolutely love is, what's the place called? West Virginia? Point Pleasant, West Virginia. Has a festival. An annual festival to celebrate this legendary creature.
Right. Yeah.
I want to go so bad.
Have you seen the statue that they have at Point Pleasant?
No. Does anyone have a picture?
There's a sculpture.
Oh, Nicole, show me this picture, please. That's awesome.
It's silver.
Yeah.
I wish Colorado had something like that. I wish Michigan had something like that.
Colorado has, we have the Blucifer. Blucifer murdered his
creator. Oh, shit, we can talk about Blucifer.
But you should look up the butt cheeks of that sculpture.
Oh my gosh.
It's hilarious.
Is he double cheeked up?
He's double cheeked all the way.
Oh man. On Tuesday.
And he also has he's ripped. He's got like an 8-pack, dude.
I mean,
damn, boy.
Just more proof that he, you know, is not of this earth.
Yeah.
Listen, Mothman, if you don't want to kill fellow innocent people, we back you.
The top.
If you're just a random guy that wore a suit and some people saw you on accident one day, then fuck you.
Right. I typed in Mothman, and before I finished statue, it finished butt.
Yeah.
Let me see if
it's iconic.
It's iconic. It's freaking. That's America's ass.
That's West Virginia's ass.
That's West Virginia's ass.
Take me to those Appalachian mountains,
right?
Baby.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, speaking of Appalachia, like, that's still, like, why I really like Mothman from Fallout is because just, like, every time you accidentally run into him, you fucking freak out and run away. Oh my god. You just gotta zoom in.
I didn't zoom in. This is the size of the photo.
Yeah, and then you zoomed in more.
No, I just opened it. It's just this big, I swear.
And I watched BuzzFeed Unsolved. It has Shane and Ryan, and they, at the time when they were working for BuzzFeed, they now have their own channel called The Watcher, which is fantastic. You should watch it. Okay. But this is when they were on BuzzFeed Unsolved, and they went to hunt for Mothman, and they went into this town of Point Pleasant, and it's kind of like if you've ever been to Roswell, that everything's like themed around.
Okay.
It's themed about
That's
Mothman.
One of my
other
goals,
like,
is to go
there's
to
like a pizza named the Mothman, and like they like decorate it to have like Mothman on it, but like made out of veggies and a whole bunch of other stuff. So I think that would be really cool to go to.
That would be really
so cool.
But they also met. That's where I figured out about his butt cheeks was from the. They're like, they walk by, they're like, damn. They're like cupping his butt.
Does Colorado have good lore like that? Do we have any?
We don't have a specific creature.
That's not fair.
But we can read that book. Maybe we can find something.
I'm sure Michigan does.
We'll do a Michigan one together.
No, you know what? There's some. Michigan is one of the top 10 states of UFO sightings.
Yeah, yeah, baby. Probing asses.
I think it's so they have a theory that they go towards large bodies of fresh water.
Oh, okay.
And that's
okay.
Why Michigan is one of the top
and
ones.
And it's shaped like a
Have
hand,
you seen
like
Cowboys versus Aliens?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But another place that another is a UFO place is like Southern Colorado as well. There's a lot of UFO stuff.
Oh, baby. Aha.
It's also interesting, like, people, like, that are, what is it called when you don't believe, like,
skeptics,
basically saying that it was just, like, a distressed, like, heron, like a giant crane, like another bird.
Yeah.
No way.
That these people saw. They're like, oh, it's just a different bird. Like a 6-foot tall, 10-foot wingspan, different bird.
No.
Right. No, I don't think it was a bird.
Right. A sandhill crane. Which, I mean, maybe. No. Like, I've never seen one
they are
in kind flight, of... but they're, like, ginormous.
They are big.
But...
I mean, the one that's more likely to kind of convince me to be like, oh my god, that's Mothman, is when it comes to a bird, is those ones that are now appearing on TikTok with the big old beaks that go.
Oh, yeah. They look like prehistoric.
Like, yeah, like fucking.
They're like a saw. Not a sawbill, but
like they were on a. Like, it looks like they were on the Flintstones.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the only one that I could think of that would look anything remotely close.
Right.
But that's why I also kind of believe that Mothman could be a real thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I never, like, discredit people's sightings or whatever. Right. I think, and I really like cryptid stuff. It's just like, what's the harm in believing that a cryptid exists?
Right.
Like,
exactly. Yeah.
And it's just like, at the end of the day, it could just be a really fun story.
Right. And it's like the same with kaiju in the sense of Godzilla. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, what if?
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's what if.
Right.
But like pop culture, I mean, there's a lot of like books, movies, documentaries, and TV shows. One that I think is the most popular is The Mothman Prophecies by John Keel.
Yeah.
And then there was a movie of it starring Richard Gere.
Yeah. Which I watched The Mothman. I feel like I watched The Mothman Prophecies. Maybe I didn't, but
I have not.
Wasn't very Mothman.
I don't think I have. That's why I'm like, I'm scared of watching it because I know I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
But I'm scared of watching it because it's like, it wasn't very Mothman-y. It was just suspenseful.
Oh, yeah.
That's not fun. I want to know. I want you to pretend, you know?
Right.
Debunk that it's real or not just for the sake of it.
Right.
And adventure. But no. That was my thing on it.
Oh, he like researched. So in the movie, Richard Gere is a researcher of the legends of the Mothman, and his wife died, and so I remember there being like, he was, felt like she was talking to him from the dead. Weird.
Through Mothman?
Not through Mothman, but like other like supernaturally type stuff.
That reminds me of the dragonfly.
Yeah, maybe that was dragonfly.
Because that's what like, he goes to where she died in, like, the Amazon.
And that's what I'm messing those up with. Never mind. Maybe okay. I haven't seen Mothman Prophecies.
That movie's good.
Was that also Richard Gere?
I don't... Was it? No. I don't think so.
We have the internet.
Another
we
older
have
guy.
The I don't know. I just think it's kind of cool and crazy that, like, when you think about it, like, Mothman has become almost just a famous folklore as the Wendigo and kind of a Frankenstein aspect. Not enough Frankenstein. Kind of like...
I mean,
what else did I say before? It was, I mean, I guess, it, you know, Sasquatch too.
Yeah.
But, like, not Frankenstein, but kind of in the sense of a Dracula, but not Dracula, but in the sense of that there is a vampire bat out there. Kind of thing.
There are moths out there. Yeah. Sort of thing. Like, oh, okay.
Now you're just making fun of me.
No, not at all.
Yeah, what? No, there's a lot of cryptids and folklore out there.
Right. So, I mean, I don't know. I think I'm willing to entertain the idea of Mothman and other cryptids. And
right.
I mean, like, I guess it kind of gets into a different realm, like, do like aliens and like ghosts fit within? I know they're not cryptids, but
not
like,
cryptids,
they
but they're
in
like
right.
that paranormal,
that's what I'm saying,
like,
yeah,
like mystery kind of
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, the whole just that whole aspect of life, things like even like Grimm has a show we were just watching that has the potential, or did it right in Mothman at some point.
I don't.
But that's what I'm saying. I like, mean, like as long as you have like a solid backing to it or anything, I'm down.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And as long as it's not killing me, I'm like, I'm also down.
Right.
But if the Mothman's out there, I hope they never catch him.
Right. I mean, I hope, I want him to show up again.
Right.
Yeah.
Make an appearance. Let us know. Things are okay.
Right.
I'm just kidding.
I mean.
How are things for you, Mothman?
Unless we see him and then there's right. some sort of really bad disaster
right.
that happens.
Right. Oh, yeah. Like the... this like omen of
just bad luck,
bad shit.
Oh man.
Remember when I was like, I'm never gonna drive to West Virginia?
Yeah,
it's pretty much the same distance as driving to Michigan.
Oh yeah,
you just keep going east.
I mean,
instead of going
I really want to go to West Virginia because there's the, I believe that's where the Great Smoky Mountains are.
Mm-hmm. Wow. But
part of
the
yeah, part of the Appalachian Trail, the AT.
Appalachia.
Appalachia.
It's supposed to be just a really cool area. And if somewhere, if there's going to be some sort of cryptid out there, some creature probably. That's a humanoid moth.
Right.
He'd be living there.
Most right. likely where we're going to find him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where he's hiding. Very dense out there.
Very dense, very dark.
Right.
I've never been, I don't think I've ever been in the area of West Virginia.
Me neither.
So I can't even, like, picture how these people, like, this couple walking through the woods, what the fuck is that?
Right.
Like, I guess, like, anyone could have, like, assumed the worst, but at the same time, it's like, what made you jump to that conclusion? Yeah. Some sort of Mothman decided to report it to the police.
Like, right.
I don't know. It's very...
There's a documentary that came out in 2017 about the Mothman of Mount Pleasant. And the guy, the director, Seth Breedlove, he does... It's his fourth documentary by his production company, Small Town Monsters, which makes me think that he has done other Small Town Monsters, which is on Prime. Just so you know.
What's it called?
The Mothman of Mount Pleasant.
Oh, I thought you said his other...
Oh, no.
Like he had another show of other...
Right. Okay. But then there was a sequel called The Mothman Legacy, which came out in 2020.
2020?
2020.
Oh, okay.
I know.
2022.
I was going to say 2022, but 2020 also. As well.
Oh, okay, okay.
So I wanted to correct myself really quickly.
Yeah.
What?
But, so, the Great Smoky Mountains is not in Virginia. It's in, like, North Carolina, Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
Different, completely different states. That's but true. I didn't want all the angry West Virginians to be like,
come at you.
Yo.
That's not what we have.
That's not what we have.
We don't have that massive national park.
But,
I'm trying to look up other
movies.
Yeah, no,
but I would 100% be down to go to a Mothman Festival.
Right? Can you imagine?
That'd be fun.
I feel like they party hard.
Yeah.
What if he is an omen of death? You know what I mean?
I bet there would be some really... Because I've been, like, really getting into, like, shirts. Collecting, like, kind of shirts.
That's
graphic
the other thing
I'm
thinking,
like, you'd probably get some awesome shirts.
Get some good collectibles.
Oh, man.
Probably some nice stuffies of Mothman.
Just, like, Mothman art.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
That sounds awesome.
Just to let him know that we appreciate him.
Right.
Okay? We don't worship you. We appreciate you. There's a big difference.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The movies, I think the most popular movies with Mothman in it is The Mothman Prophecies and The Mothman of Point Pleasant that Nicole mentioned before. Apparently there's another show called Monster Zone that does multiple. It's Mothman and some other
supernatural,
like other supernatural monsters, dimensional monsters or something like that. And there's a movie called Moth. That's another Mothman.
Interesting.
Type movie too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish I could see, like, the detectives, the police, or whatever that worked on these supposed cases, I guess, you know, of, like, or reports of the Mothman.
Right.
Just to see if they're like, we didn't find any footprints or anything.
Yeah,
like
because
that.
He was flying.
That doesn't mean...
No, I know.
I mean, for the couple, I imagine he was on the ground, but for the first sighting, he was, in the air. So
right.
It's just like...
And I think, like there's been stories of him, like flying next to cars as they're driving, like, through and, like, doing damage to people's cars.
Right.
Huh.
I also, or if I'm, I could also be thinking of the Jersey Devil as well. Because I think he also has done that, but.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, no, I think the lore of Mothman is really cool.
Yeah, it's... And, like, you can't even say it's, like, it's airtight to the point
of it
being fake or anything.
Right.
You can say that it's open-ended enough to, like, if someone interprets it in a show or a movie or whatever, okay, I believe it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Obviously, there'll be other takes that I believe more, but...
Right.
Yeah. That's kind of what I like about it. It's a legend, you know?
Yeah, and, like, especially for, like, America, since, like, we're kind of a younger country compared to some of our other countries out there.
Yeah.
Like, Europe. Right. But it's kind of, it's, like, very specific to America. Right. Like, this is our, like, cryptid and, like, a folklore legend for...
I agree.
That's why I think I like him a lot.
Mothman is ours. He will defend us when the enemies come. He shows up. What are you talking about?
So, like, all the, you know, pop culture-y, like, people just being into cryptids and Mothman. I was looking to see if there's, like, a Mothman playlist that we could listen to while we're recording. And I found some. People have really good titles for playlists. There's one called Mothman Sex Tape. There's one called Songs I'd Go Down on Mothman Tube.
Songs I'd Go Down to
Mothman. I mean, actually,
with cheeks like that.
I mean,
with cheeks like that.
I actually started following this list playlist because it has Mother Mother and like the Front Bottoms and stuff on it. Oh, so I'm like, that's good. But this one's called Yearning for the Sweet Embrace of Mothman, which I will be listening to tomorrow, so don't ask any questions.
Yearning like, for Mothman.
Once again, I am asking to go cryptid hunting.
Okay, okay.
Which isn't bad. Get in, loser, we're going cryptid hunting. That's a good one, too. Get in, loser, we're going cryptid hunting. And then Mothman's ass.
Yeah. America's straight ass, to the point. But right. Mothman.
So, but there's a lot, I mean, I don't think I've listened to the last podcast on the left episode of Mothman, but I know I listened to someone, I think it was Supernatural with Ashley Flowers.
Yeah.
I think I listened to hers about Mothman, which is pretty interesting.
Yeah. Also, there's a podcast I listen to called Bigfoot Collectors Club, and they just talk about, like, supernatural things.
Oh,
and,
yeah?
Yeah, it's okay. Really cool, like aliens and Bigfoot and.
I just like reading books with like theories or.
Yeah.
Or like what ifs, you know what I mean? So those are the.
Right.
Those are the ones that get me through.
So they have some on Mothman. That's cool. Stories, but.
Those are things like things that could be real, things that couldn't be real.
Yeah.
Those are fun to listen to for
Sasquatch.
Sasquatch.
We're gonna do a Sasquatch one next time.
I would love to talk about a
Loch
Sasquatch
Ness Monster.
One.
Loch Ness Monster is another one on my list. I've watched too many movies about that, about actually Nessie kind of thing, so I'd love to talk about that.
Right.
I also would love to have a long one about aliens.
Every time.
Oh,
I'll
my
do
gosh.
I'll do part 12 of aliens just for fun.
I just, like...
There's, like, some that I want to do, like... research ones on and like actual like sightings and stuff like that of aliens. I think would be a lot of fun.
Right.
Cocoon. No, I'm just kidding.
Not quite like that.
I'm just
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Oh yeah.
It's probably one of my favorite alien movies.
Oh my gosh. Close Encounters is such a good movie.
Well, I think that's it. I think that's all we have for Mothman, yeah?
Yeah, and if you haven't already, at this point, looked up Mothman's butt, you need to.
Yeah.
Because that alone will make you believe. You'll want to believe.
Right.
Yeah, if you take away one thing from this episode.
Is Mothman's
butt.
Mothman
has a good butt.
Those buns need to be burned into your brain.
I'm going to close my eyes tonight, and that's all I'm going to see. It's Mothman's
That will be in my brain lemonade tonight.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, that was a good one.
All right, well, we're going to go squeeze our brains.
And Mothman's butt.
And Mothman's butt.
Bye.
See ya.
Thanks for hanging. Bye-bye.